Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Phil Potempa, the Marketing Director for Theater at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, where we're all housed.
That's right, our neighbors.
We're all neighbors. So the next show is what, Phil?
It is The Tin Woman, and it is nothing to do with The Wizard of Oz. So if you're thinking it's some kind of a spin on Wicked or trying to capitalize on something that's got to do with Dorothy, it does not.
That's sad. I thought maybe The Tin Man had at long last found love.
That's right. It is about heart, though, so there is that connection or correlation.
I see.
And what it is it's our summer offering, so usually we do a play, so it's not a musical, it's a play, comedy and drama, and it's based on real-life inspired events of a woman who had a heart transplant, wrestling with what happens in the aftermath, and reconnects with the recipient's family. So the young man who donated it, his family returns to kind of form a bond and a connection with her. That's what unfolds. And it's a wonderful play by Sean Grennan, who's done other works at our theater, such as Making God Laugh, which was a big hit because, again, he adds that comedy element to it. So it's a nice sort of a family offering that people should enjoy for the summer.
And so something that sounds, there's a slogan here on the poster you brought me, inspired by a true story, a heart transplant recipient learns what it means to truly give one's heart.
Mm-hmm, that's right, exactly. So think about that and scratch your head a little bit,
yeah,
right?
It sounds so profound.
It is. So we like to call it a little bit of thinking man's theater, but our audience is like comedy, so it is got a lighthearted nature to it and a chance to learn something because it happens all the time. Our neighbors down the street at the hospital, they're the ones that talk about the importance of organ donation. So this is what's going to hit at home and connect with a lot of people.
And how large of a cast is this show?
The cast is a cast of six, so it's not large, but it's a special cast because I mentioned the playwright, Sean Grennan. Well, our leading lady who plays Joy, the woman who is the Tin Woman because she's had the recipient, you know, purpose of the heart, she is the sister of Sean Grennan. So we have the playwright's sister in the lead role, and she originated this role up north at Peninsula Players in Wisconsin, Door County, Wisconsin. So this is a role that she did in 2014 during the world premiere. We have the Chicagoland premiere, and she's joined by a fantastic cast of supporting players, including a very, I would say, a bit of an acerbic nurse that she has to wrangle with during her recovery period. So that's, I think, where some of the comedy elements come in.
So then after Tin Woman, what comes next?
Our big splashy, and that's a pun intended, musical for the fall, The Big River, with the music by Roger Miller, and that's the musical telling of Mark Twain's story of Huckleberry Finn, with the added bonus of Tom Sawyer tossed in there as well. So that unfolds for the fall. And again, that's something that's not been done anywhere around here. So we have another premiere.
And Christmas is?
Christmas is It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life, the musical version of it. So everybody knows about the angel getting its wings, but also add a musical element to it. And it's a nice family, kind of a chestnut offering for the holidays I think people will enjoy.
No, I think that's going to be perfect. And you have lots of special events peppered in.
That's right. Yep. As you know, when you're walking through that Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, we do a lot of programming that complements things happening in your art gallery. We want more bodies to come in and see us. And one of those things that we have is yours truly. It's the Phil Potempa From the Farm Cooking Show, a second installment.
Oh, you're going to be duh.
Yes, that's right. You can't just be a one-hit wonder. You got to prove yourself. And this is the Harvest Edition, August the 27th. So cooking fun and surprises, seven-course meal whipped up on stage. Great ticket price, $25. Hey, you can't go wrong with that. And then also our master magician that we have, Dennis Watkins, returns in August as well. So a couple great August events, end your summer with and start looking towards the school year.
So do you do this tilling of the soil and and sowing of the seed and reaping of the harvest yourself?
I sure do. Yep, a farm boy raised, and we still farm. It's peppermint and spearmint at our farm. So it's family-owned. It's small by today's standards, 150 acres, but the neighboring farmer helps us out with the rest of that. But yeah, I get my hands dirty.
And so you've known about farm to table for a long time.
That's right. That's not a new concept for us. It's just what we do on the farm.
That's wonderful, Phil. I'm glad you're such a renaissance man. Okay, yeah. Well, just in a few seconds, what might we look forward to in the next season?
Well, we're not going to announce it yet, but we're going to say it's coming in the next month. So in July, you'll be finding all those titles out. So stay tuned.
Oh, yay. I just love suspense.
Good. You're in the right place.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, thanks, Phil, for being here to tell us about The Tin Woman. And I'm just so sad for The Tin Man. I really thought this was love at last. But
well, July the 13th through August the 13th, come and see us.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.